Before we step back, there's one story I want to make sure didn't get lost in the shuffle today, the Babylonian lamb stew. From 1750 to 1730 BCE, someone wrote down a recipe on a clay tablet, and Yale's Babylonian collection has it, and someone put it online, and it got 151 points and 120 comments on Hacker News on Labor Day 2026. That's a 3,700-year content strategy.
The comments were genuinely charming. People actually trying the recipe. Noting that the beets suggest a flavor profile closer to Persian cooking than what we'd call Middle Eastern today, debating whether the ancient grain varieties would have produced a different result. It's the HN community at its best. Curious, specific, and willing to follow an interesting thread wherever it goes. Which is a good way to describe the whole episode today, honestly.
We also want to do a quick time capsule moment here because intellectual honesty requires it. Back in May, we made a claim on this show about Ukraine striking Russian ships in the Caspian Sea, citing it as evidence of long-range strike capabilities. That was wrong, genuinely wrong, not just overstated. Ukraine has no realistic capability to strike the Caspian, which is landlocked and far from any Ukrainian-controlled territory. We apparently repeated something that was either fabricated or badly misreported without adequate scrutiny. We were wrong. And we're naming it.
That kind of error is a reminder that even well-sourced communities surface bad information sometimes, and our job isn't just to relay what's trending, it's to apply judgment. We'll keep doing that, imperfectly, and we'll keep naming it when we get it wrong.
The through line I see in today's stories is a set of contests over who controls the infrastructure of digital life. LG controlling your living room audio without your knowledge. Tivo controlling access to a feature you thought you owned. X controlling access to content its users posted publicly. Apple controlling what OS runs on its hardware until Asahi says otherwise. Switzerland deciding to control its own software stack. These aren't separate stories, they're iterations of the same question.
And the Graphene OS update, the Knitter comeback, the Internet Archive fundraiser, those are the responses. Communities and projects trying to build or maintain alternatives where the defaults have become uncomfortable. The HN community engages with these stories so intensely because a significant portion of that community is building those alternatives, or at least paying close enough attention to know why they matter.
Everything we covered today came from the Hacker News community at news.acombinator.com. We want to be clear about that not just as a sourcing note, but as genuine credit. The people submitting these links, writing these essays, and spending their Labor Day afternoon arguing in the comments about Babylonian cooking techniques are doing the curatorial work that makes this show possible. If anything caught your attention today, the full articles and the comment threads are at news.acombinator.com. The comments are worth at least as much as the original pieces.
We also want to say, sincerely, that this show runs on Claude Code from Anthropic for script generation and production automation, and on Perplexity for real-time topic discovery and research. These aren't sponsors, they are tools we use and genuinely rely on, and we're grateful for what they make possible. If you want broader current events coverage, geopolitics, markets, world affairs, our companion show, Intelligix Daily News, covers that territory. Worth checking out if today's themes of digital sovereignty and platform power map to questions you have about the wider world.
I'm Marcus Rodriguez.
And I'm Sarah Chen. We'll be back tomorrow with whatever the HN front page brings. Have a good rest of your Labor Day.